All right, working on wrapping up the final day here in Zurich, and we've got a corporate introduction here. Happy to welcome in Sierra Metals and Ernesto Balarezo. Sierra Metals does trade on the TSX with SMT and on the OTCQX with SMTSF. The company's going through a little bit of a transformation, not only in management and its strategy, but also in its share price. It's a healthy looking chart since about the fall of last year. So Ernesto, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Trevor. Yeah, nice to be here.
A pleasure. You know, kind of give us that 30,000 foot view. I think a lot of people who've been involved in this sector will remember Sierra Metals, but just kind of walk through what's been going on the last 6 months.
Okay, and glad to do that. Well, Sierra Metals in the last 6 months have been with a lot of changes. Not only management, we are a new team since last year. We are operators, we are operating these mines. Sierra Metals was on a sale process for quite a few years. When you are in a sale process, you manage the company much different than when you are operating the company. We are operators. We came in to operate the company, to operate the mines. We had three mines operating last year. One, we put it in current maintenance. That's Cusi, small silver mine. We think it needs a lot more infill drilling exploration money, which we don't have. So this operation was losing money for the company. So we put it in current maintenance, and we are in the process of JV it, or probably sell it, and things are looking good in that front. It has all the permits in Mexico, which are hard to get now. So I think I feel very positive that we'll be able to divest that asset from us. And now Yauricocha and Bolivar. Bolivar used to be probably by mid last year at 2,500 ton a day. Now it's at 5,000 ton a day mine, producing steady cash flows for us and looking very good. Yauricocha had a problem with a permit to go below a certain level in the mine. Mm. So it was, although it has a 3,600 mil a day throughput, we were mining and operating at 2,200 only, 2,300 ton per day. So we got that permit in February 21st this year to go deeper in the mine, and by Q4 this year we should be at full production again. That's why Yauricocha last year and the year before didn't produce the usual cash flows that this mine can produce. By Q4 this year, Yauricocha will be at full throttle again.
Okay. You know, Peru has been, itself as a jurisdiction, is a little bit of a transformation compared to where it was in the previous presidential administration. Did that provide some challenges at the time for Yauricocha as well?
Actually, the institutions in Peru are working fine. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have been able to get this permit in Yauricocha if things were not working fine. Okay. Institutionally, the country works. We did have a president that now is in jail, and the former. So politically, a little bit of turmoil, but things are working. I mean, mining is very crucial for Peru.
Yes.
So things work.
Okay. Let's move up to Mexico. Tell me about Bolivar.
Bolivar is a copper mine with a high content of gold, but we produce only one concentrate. We produce around 40 million equivalent pounds of copper a year. So it's not a small mine. It's a medium-sized mine. We can take this mine, right now it's at 5,000 tons a day. We can take it to 7,500 ton a day. And we will do that once we get a new tailings dam in place and ready to work. This is going to take us 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
But in 2 to 3 years, you can see, you're going to see Bolivar working even better for us. Like I said, it's giving us around $50 million in EBITDA. So it's a profitable and We like this mine a lot.
Okay. You have a tremendous amount of exploration projects.
We do.
Within the portfolio. So there's levers, there's optionality there. I mean, you know, talk to me what you do with these exploration projects through this transformation. Are you open to deleveraging them, de-risking them, selling them, getting some of that cash back on the books, JVing them, you know, but what are the opportunities here?
Look, in Peru, we have a big porphyry, copper porphyry. We have three of the major companies in the world have already signed NDAs with us to look at this porphyry, and hopefully in the next few months, we'll be able to say that we have a signed agreement with one of them. We need a big brother for a porphyry. You know, a porphyry needs
lots of drilling,
millions of dollars, and lots of time to assess the body. So this is too big for us. So we want to JV it. It's ours. So we'll keep a big portion or a portion of it. I don't know. So that's the path on Peru. In Mexico, we have 7 projects in greenfields, in more than 90,000 hectares of land that we have there. Some of them are already drilled, and we are looking to JV them as well. Our growth on that front is JVing those projects, the porphyry and the 7 projects in Mexico. The organic growth is going to come from Yauricocha going to full capacity, like I mentioned, and Bolivar going to 7,500 tons from 5,000. What we are interested in right now is to get a third operation. Now that we have excellent management teams, operation teams in each of the operations, Yauricocha and Bolivar, and we have a good corporate structure and a world-class team as well, all new in the company with a mindset to operate the company. Now we have a great platform for growth. Like I told you, organically, I already told you how, JVing the greenfield projects, and we're looking to get a company, to buy an asset, to M&A opportunities, mid-size assets like Yauricocha or Bolivar. We have proven ourselves as good turnarounders of companies and operations, so we are looking into that.
Those Mexican assets on the exploration side, are those also kind of copper precious metals based, or are they silver, or all over?
All over. We are metal agnostic.
Okay.
We are copper producers now, but we have experience in underground, open pit, precious and base metals.
Okay.
So we're...
Ernesto, give me kind of rundown of the equity itself, the foundation of the company. How many shares outstanding do you have? How do you go about managing that equity as key management of the team and the company? And also, you know, cash in the bank. What do you need?
Okay, we have 207 million outstanding shares. We have no institutional investors. These are high net worth individuals, mostly. Mm-hmm. We did a private equity finance last year. Most of them, of our current shareholders and management, got in that private placement, participated in that private placement. Management is a shareholder as well. I'm a shareholder of the company. All the VPs are shareholders of the company. They bought shares in that private placement. Almost 10% of those proceeds came from management. And we're not thinking in doing another private placement or raising capital right now.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your
question. How much cash do you have in the bank currently?
In the bank right now, we have $10 million. We're producing cash. Prices are helping. So whatever we thought we were going to get is a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I hope this continues.
Yeah, Q2 is looking pretty good.
Yeah,
very good. Okay, so give me the kind of, if we look ahead through the spring and into the summer now, so if you and I were to chat again in the fall, what are some things on kind of in front of you that you look to accomplish that we'd be chatting about?
I hope I could tell you that our porphyry in Peru has a big brother now. I hope I can tell you that we are close to or have closed a third operation for us to manage for the company. What else would it be good? Cash in hands, better than expected, and Yauricocha almost at full production. By Q4, this is what we are offering. By Q4, Yauricocha at 3,600 tons, now that we have the permit. And that's a game changer for the company.
Okay, all right. Everybody, that is your introduction to Sierra Metals. They do trade on the TSX with SMT and on the OTCQX with SMTSF. Ernesto, thanks so much for your intro.
Thank you, Trevor.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.